This is Tyler Dunn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I just was wondering, I mean, three teams so close into division right now, you know, what's going to separate the pack here? What's going to decide this division in your mind?
Well, the obvious, Tyler, is the fact that, you know, we play each other here in the second half of the season, almost every other week, it seems. So it'll clear itself up real soon, but it seems like whoever can win games on the road, I mean, that's going to be a major factor in this race, you know, with our records being so close right now. But being able to play clean football on the road is going to be, I think, one of the keys.
Hey, Justin Hall, WSCO Radio. Kind of on that, do you like what the NFL has done with the schedule of kind of waiting the division games towards the end of the season?
I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter what I think, so it's just, no sense of me weighing in on it. Nobody cares about what I think, no.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. Any part are you surprised of what Adrian Peterson has accomplished?
Yeah, I'm really amazed. You know, I was, all of us were hoping that he'd come back and be a good player, but to come back and be, what are we, week 13, and he's the best running back in the National Football League as far as yards. It's an amazing feat when you consider the impact an ACL injury can have on a guy's career, especially a running back. So I'm amazed. And but he's that type of player and that type of person. He continues to amaze.
Is that just genes and DNA, or is that personality? Some of both, probably?
I think a little bit of both. I tease him all the time. You know, his mom was a very good athlete, and his dad's a very good athlete. But his hard work and what our medical staff, what Eric Sugarman and our trainer did with him, but you can't discount his attitude and his approach to this rehab. He was so focused on coming back and being even better than he was before the surgery. But I venture to say that's not like any guy who's a pro athlete. It's just, he's just special.
Leslie, Mark Daniels from WNFL. Can you talk about Christian's second year and his productivity in your eyes?
Well, he's made tremendous improvement in a lot of areas. You know, he's much more confident as a quarterback. He's done a very good job of really orchestrating some of the things that we're trying to do on offense, and he's still growing. I mean, he's still a young quarterback, very young. I think he's only had a little over 20 starts as an NFL quarterback. So there's still some maturation to be done, but the growth throughout this offseason and even during this season should bode well for us in the future.
Coach Bill again from Packer Report. What has made Cover 2 or Tampa 2 stand the test of time in a league that's driven by fads a lot?
You know, it's not a very complicated system, and it's really predicated on how well you can rush the passer. And if you can rush the passer, you have a chance to make it work. If you don't, you know, it can be exploited. And but the teams are still running it. That number has dwindled over the years, but makes it a good fit with this age of free agency and turning over players so often in the off season. And you have a system that you can stay with, and it's pretty easy to pick up, even if you sign a guy. You know, during the season, it's pretty easy for him to pick that system up and be incorporated into your defense, you know, relatively with some ease. So I think the simplicity of it and then having the right personnel lends itself to the longevity of it.
What's the state of your pass rush right now? You know, what did Chicago kind of do last week to negate that?
Well, they really altered some things on their offense. They really went to a short passing game, and it was effective for them. I think their longest completion was maybe 17 yards on the day, and everything else is under 10 yards. I think they averaged like 5 yards a catch. So they did some things to offset our rush, and then the fact that we couldn't get a lead, all those things factor in when you want to rush the passer. So good job by them. They had a good game plan.
You know, in light of that, and in light of what happened to the Packers on Sunday night, do you expect Green Bay to go to that to kind of counteract your rush?
I wouldn't be surprised. I've thought about it. I know our staff has talked about it. But part of what helped the Giants, I mean, they got off to an early lead, and then you force teams to have to throw when they don't want to throw. And that's the kind of game you want if you have a pass rush. And I'm sure they're working as hard as they can to not fall into a situation like they were in a week ago. know, so we've got to do a very good job of trying to counter some of the things that we expect them to do.
Leslie, Mark Daniels again. Is Percy going to practice this week?
I don't know, Mark. We're hoping. We all got our fingers crossed. He's made some progress, but he's going to try to do a little something today. I watched him try to move around yesterday. It's hard to say today. We're all hoping that we get him back. We need him.
Yeah, you used him so many different ways. I mean, how has that kind of handcuffed your passing game?
Well, you know, he's so important to our offense, our team. He's a great kickoff return guy as well. To not have him, it definitely has an impact. But we've had some other guys to step up. Jared Wright has done a good job for us, and Michael Jenkins, Devin Rochemandu. But still, Percy, you know, he's in a league of his own. But it definitely changes how Bill Musgrave, our offensive coordinator, calls plays without Percy in there.
Justin Hull again, kind of talk about Percy and how dynamic he is. Is that kind of set the mold in a copycat league for guys like, you know, Randall Cobb and how Green Bay is using him?
You know, I take a look at Justin, at what Green Bay is doing with Randall, and it reminds me so much of the way we use Percy. So there are a lot of similarities there. I'm sure as teams draft multi-purpose wide receivers, they can look at what we've done here with Percy and maybe model some of the things they do schematically you know, from that. We definitely use Percy in a lot of different ways, and I can see the similarities with the way Green Bay is using Cobb.
My gosh, this is Tyler again. Is Jared Allen still the same Jared Allen this year?
Yeah, he is. You know, people are still blocking him the same way, putting, you know, tight end over there or chipping in with backs. I mean, they're still doing a lot of the same things. You know, we need to, you know, get some leads so we can, you know, spin our ears back a little bit. But, yeah, he's still the same player. He's still as talented as he ever was. He still plays as hard as he ever did.